Before I began as the intern minister at the Community Church of New York, the winter holiday of Kwanzaa was an abstraction to me. There, in that congregation that ordained me to Unitarian Universalist ministry, it was a worship practice of the congregation. This church, located in Midtown Manhattan, had been intentional about creating a religiously pluralistic and racially diverse congregation for decades prior to my arrival. When I served there, it was becoming well known for being a place that religious professionals of color, especially Black women, could finally claim their spiritual leadership in our UU movement. The last Sunday of each calendar year was devoted to a Kwanzaa service, as it is still. One of the Black women who was affiliated with CCNY, as it was called for short, was the late UU minister, the Reverend Marjorie Bowens Wheatley. She was also extension minister for anti-racism and cultural diversity in the Metro New York District of the UUA. In her incisive essay, Cornrows, Kwanzaa and Confusion, The Dilemma of Cultural Racism and Misappropriation, she noted that the holiday was a more complicated observance than many fully appreciated. Some might take the position that Kwanzaa should only be celebrated by African Americans and others in the African diaspora or Pan-African community. Others might take a more liberal position that while Kwanzaa lifts up important universal values, it should only be celebrated by whites who wish to demonstrate their solidarity with Black communities. Our first task in approaching another people, another culture, is to take off our shoes, for the place we are approaching is holy, the Reverend Bowens Wheatley wrote in 1995. Otherwise, she cautioned, we might make the serious error and forget that God was there before our arrival. She reminded us that unless the sacred can stand apart from us and our immediate experience, we are in danger of committing a form of idolatry. While she underscored a need for greater engagement between European Americans and people of color, such engagement would not succeed if the approach itself was Eurocentric. Instead, it would have to incorporate more Afrocentric assumptions. How can the dominant thinking about history be transformed from an emphasis on self-interest and conquest to new learnings and appreciation of different cultures? The Reverend Bowens Wheatley asked. How can those of us who come from the dominant culture and are habituated to having our perspective centered and privileged become teachable and stay curious? As she observed, Kwanzaa is unique and particular to the experience of African Americans. It was born out of the experience of struggle and redemption. It is a remembrance of how African Americans have been beaten down throughout centuries, and the ritual is designed to lift up their spirits. If those of us in predominantly white context overlook this fact, Reverend Bowens Wheatley warned, we run the risk of cultural racism and misappropriation, both of which are sorts of intellectual, social, and yes, spiritual theft. Upholding European American ideas, values, and assumptions as the norm are as much a part of sustaining racism as segregation, scapegoating, or the lack of equal opportunity, Reverend Bowens Wheatley contended. Dismantling this will require all of us questioning our assumptions and cultural norms. Will you continue to borrow pieces of my culture simply because you like it, or will you stand in solidarity with me against oppression? She asked. As a religious community, a community of hope, if we are to err, let it be on the side of equality and justice. Earlier this year, at our annual meeting in June 2020, this congregation passed a resolution. Since then, it has been read aloud at the monthly Black Lives Matter vigils that UU Wellesley Hills holds in front of our church grounds along Washington Street. Our congregation resoundingly affirms that Black Lives Matter. We recognize the urgent need for anti-racist education and action and will work towards strategies, policies, and reforms that challenge racial inequality and systemic oppression, it states. Witnessing to our belief in human worth and dignity, we proclaim our intention to enlist our energies and resources in creating a more just and equitable society for all. Now, I understand that everyone is ready to hurry 2020 to a speedy close, and who could blame us? Truly, it has been a horrible year for Americans everywhere. But I encourage every single one of us not to lose sight of the deep racial divides in this country, not in 2020 or in any of the years to follow. The coronavirus outbreak has had a disproportionate impact on communities of color, which have suffered greater morbidity and mortality throughout the pandemic. In addition, those communities have been much more disadvantaged economically and educationally through so many closures. The tragic killing of George Floyd this past May showed us how prevalent acts of police brutality and racist violence remain. A pivotal presidential election again showed us how unrelenting some Americans have been in disenfranchising their fellow citizens, especially in Black communities. Our congregational resolution may be dated 2020, but my hope is that our resolve remains firm well beyond it, and that we keep those promises we made in June. For the first time in American history, we have elected a woman of color to the second highest office in the land. Already, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris is doing things differently. This weekend, for instance, she offered her warmest wishes to those who began their Kwanzaa celebrations on December 26th. She recalled her own family celebrations of it as being one of her favorite childhood memories, a multi-generational gathering that was both inspiring and edifying. While she and her sister will be celebrating it differently this year, over Zoom, of course, they will keep the tradition going and the spirit of the holiday as vibrant as possible. Most of us cannot claim Kwanzaa as an authentic part of our tradition, but we can be avid students of the lessons it has to teach. Among them, unity and responsibility, cooperation and purposefulness, creativity and faith. Kwanzaa began in California in 1966 in the aftermath of massive civil unrest in Watts. It was timed to coincide with the southern solstice in African countries. Its American promulgation was funded in part by a UUA grant dedicated to the support of Black empowerment programs, so we UUs have good reason to be familiar with it. In this year of uprisings across our country, we have reason to ask that question that gets posed each of the 7 days in Kwanzaa: Habari Gani. This translates as, what news? As we confront a long legacy of white supremacy and anti-Blackness in this country, we need to affirm and proclaim Afrocentric values and uphold the goodness of the African-American experience in the face of immense and intense hardship. Those of you who are more active on social media might have noticed the hashtag Black Joy trending in December. Black joy. Let the winter holidays in America be a time when we can hold open space for Black joy in particular, when the gifts of resilience and resourcefulness can be acknowledged and honored. Rise up, O flame, we sing, by thy light glowing, show to us beauty, vision, and joy. The 7 candles on the Kanara give people a powerful experience of clearer vision and intense joy, and for that, we should all exult. This morning, we here at UU Wellesley Hills are not so much celebrating Kwanzaa as honoring it, standing in solidarity with those who do claim it as a meaningful part of their tradition. If, as late Unitarian Universalist minister, the Reverend Lewis A. McGee insisted, Ours is a religion of social concern, a religion that stresses the dignity and worth of the person as a supreme value, and goodwill as the creative force in human relations. We need to give our attention to celebration as much as struggle, understanding that real progress is made toward racial justice when we rejoice in any and all victories. We must recognize that people have a right to thrive as much as to survive. In a 2016 article published in our association magazine, UU World, Dr. Taqiya Nur Amin, a member of the organizing collective of Black Lives of UU, characterized Kwanzaa as a time for her multi-faith family to celebrate the best of our history, heritage, and culture as Black people, she concluded. Kwanzaa gives my family a chance to reflect together on our commitment to our highest, most deeply held principles. Like Madam Vice President-elect Harris, Dr. Amin grew up celebrating the holidays. Over the Kwanzaa holiday, over the years, she has come to appreciate resonances between the seven principles named in the successive 7 days of Kwanzaa, marked with black, green, and red candles, and the seven principles outlined in the principles and purposes of our UUA member congregations. Both are motivating and inspiring to her. She explained, "These principles give me the courage to face the future, no matter what comes. Grounded by faith, sustained by culture, informed by heritage, and committed to dismantling the oppressions that deny our collective humanity. These days, we could all use this kind of courage." Just a little later today, CCNY will again, as a self-proclaimed, radically inclusive, multiracial, multicultural UU congregation, hold its annual Kwanzaa service online at 12 noon if any of you are wondering how it might be to commemorate this holiday instead of honor it. As a white woman and one of the religious professionals it helped to form, I remain grateful to the Community Church of New York for the spiritual leadership it provides to our UU movement. All of us owe it a tremendous debt of gratitude, honestly, but this December, that is especially true. Observing this holiday together, we can embrace different ways of interacting, choosing respectful collaboration over ruthless conquest, principled collectivism over unbridled competition. We can claim our finest ideals as our first fruits and ultimate ends. We can ask, "What news?" and without hesitation, as a people of faith, hope for much, much better.